And while we're thinking about the future, remember the Concorde, the sleek jet with a pointy nose that broke the sound barrier every time it flew from New York to London or Paris? Well, it's been more than a decade since the Concorde stopped flying its high-speed shuttle routes, but the days of supersonic flight may not be over. A handful of companies are designing jets that could transport people faster than the speed of sound. The World's Jason Margolis profiles one such company based right here in Boston.
A few years ago, entrepreneur Vic Kachoria was spending a lot of time up in the clouds, flying from Boston to Europe to Asia. He had plenty of time to ponder this question.
Like, why aren't we flying any faster?
Computers have gotten faster, trains are faster, everything is faster.
In every industry we look at, except for aviation.
In fact, you could argue aviation technology has gone backwards. We used to be able to fly twice as fast on the Concorde not long ago. That plane was designed in the 1960s. The Concorde went belly up in 2003, largely for lack of customers. Kachoria, who began his career with NASA, figured it shouldn't be that hard to create a new and improved supersonic jet, and one at a fraction of the cost.
The software has gotten to the level where we can do things in hours for a few $100,000. Just 10 years ago, it would have cost hundreds of millions of dollars because you'd have to fabricate test aircraft. Now we can do it in computer simulation.
Kachoria has a team of engineers in Boston working on a new 18-passenger plane geared at business travelers. The startup is called Spike Aerospace. A handful of other companies are also working on supersonic models. They're all promising big things. The return to the days of sipping champagne at more than 1,000 miles per hour, it's a romantic image. But John Hansman at MIT says there's a reason it hasn't happened again.
The problem is the physics are hard to beat because it's just fundamentally difficult to go faster than the speed of sound.
Hansman teaches aeronautics and astronautics to some of the smartest university students on the planet. But I asked him to explain flight and the sound barrier as if he was talking to a ninth grade science class.
So when something goes faster than the speed of sound, be it a bullet, an airplane, or anything, it creates basically a pressure wave. So the speed of sound is the fastest something can propagate through the atmosphere. Well, no, it's too complicated. Okay.
It is complicated. To oversimplify matters, the faster a plane goes, the more drag it creates. This means specially built engines need to work harder to punch through the sound barrier. It's achievable, but only at a very high cost.
You have to burn a lot more fuel than you would burn in a conventional airplane.
That's partly why, back in the day, round-trip tickets on the Concorde, New York to London, cost about $12,000. Even with all the odds stacked against supersonic travel, Vic Kachoria claims that a seat on one of his planes will cost the same as a business ticket today. He also wants to transform the flying experience, make the seats comfier, reduce outside noise, and get rid of windows to actually give you a better view of the outside.
And inside you put a very flat screen, digital screen that we all have in our homes. You make it the entire length of the fuselage. And you put cameras all around the aircraft so you can look left or right or up or down. At night, you can look at the stars. You get the best view of the starry night inside this cabin.
Who wouldn't want a seat on that plane? Speedy jets could also transform the very nature of business travel, says Amy Cohn. She focuses on aviation scheduling and logistics at the University of Michigan.
It's appealing to me to think that I could fly over to Europe, have a meeting, and fly back. And I have actually, you know, occasionally done these, spend 12 hours flying to spend 6 hours there to get on a plane and come home, and that's not fun.
Still, she questions the demand for this, especially in this day and age.
Today versus the time of the Concorde, the technology to be doing remote business meetings is a whole lot more sophisticated.
But if people like the idea of face-to-face meetings using supersonic travel, there will also be a much bigger environmental cost, burning huge amounts of fuel, creating more greenhouse gases. And then there's that tricky sonic boom thing. The Concorde couldn't fly over land because of the noise disruption it would have created below. Even if a new jet could cut the L.A. to New York flight time to 3 hours, John Hansman at MIT says it would get busted for speeding.
So we literally have a speed limit in the U.S., and unless you're a military airplane, you will get violated if you fly faster than the speed of sound.
It's not that Vic Kachoria with Spike Aerospace doesn't see these challenges, but he also sees something else.
2 years ago, 3 billion people took a flight somewhere. 3 billion people. Right now, there's 100,000 aircraft up in the air at any one time.
That's a lot of potential customers. Kachoria hopes to be serving some in about 7 years. For The World, Jason Margolis, Boston.